Liberation from Israel. Luke 4, verse 31 to 5, verse 11. Jesus then went to Capernaum, a city on the northern coast of the Sea of Galilee, and he began teaching them on the sacred day of rest. The people were absolutely amazed at Jesus' teachings, for he asserted himself with great authority. There was a man in the synagogue who was controlled by the voices and expectations of Israel's sacred authorities and institutions. He couldn't stand what Jesus was teaching, so he attacked Jesus, saying, "What are you doing here, Jesus of Nazareth? Are you trying to destroy everything we treasure and hold dear? Get in your rightful place. We are the ones in control here." But Jesus rebuked him, saying, "Be silent and be set free from your bondage." After the voice and influence of Israel's culture put up one last fight, it released its control over the man without doing any lasting harm. Everyone watching was stunned, and they began saying to each other, "What gives this man such power and authority? Even the spiritual forces and worldviews of civilization have no power when faced with his word." Concerned reports and rumors about Jesus exploded into all the surrounding land. After leaving that sacred gathering place of worship, Jesus entered into the house of Simon Peter. Simon Peter's mother-in-law was in the grip of a great fever because civilization's way of life had taken its toll on her body. Those close to her begged Jesus to help her. Standing over her, Jesus rebuked the fever, and she was set free from its bondage. Immediately, she regained her dignity and place within the community. The whole community was strengthened and healed as she once again began to serve those around her. While the sun was setting and they were less likely to draw the attention of the authorities, the people then brought to Jesus all those who were broken and suffering because of the inhumane conditions of civilization, the dangerous working conditions, the toxic living conditions, and the unhealthy food. Jesus placed his hands upon them, healing them and bringing them into the Creator's community. Jesus was also rescuing many people from the grip of their false hopes and expectations for the Creator's Messiah and chosen ruler. Jesus rebuked them and was not allowing them to speak or control his path. After sunrise, Jesus was wanting to get away from civilization in order to get some rest out in the wilderness. But the crowds were relentlessly seeking after him and pressing all around him. They began grabbing and clinging to him so he would not leave them. But Jesus said to them, "I must go, for it is necessary for me to declare the gospel of the Creator's rule to the other cities. Spreading the message and liberation of the Creator's rule is my very purpose in life." Jesus then began proclaiming the gospel in the sacred gathering places of worship throughout the lands of Israel. One day, Jesus was standing beside the Sea of Galilee when a crowd pressed against him in order to listen to him teach about the Creator. Looking around, Jesus saw some fishermen washing their nets while their two boats were sitting on the shore. Getting into the boat that belonged to Simon Peter, Jesus asked him to take the boat out a little distance from the shore. Sitting down, Jesus then began to teach the crowds from the boat. When he had finished teaching, Jesus said to Simon Peter, "After faithfully listening to my teachings, now go back out to the deep and lower your nets for a catch." Answering, Simon Peter said, "Teacher, we are experts, and after fishing throughout the prime catching time of the night, we caught nothing. But because I trust the power of your word, I will ignore my expertise and what I think I know and go back out during this bad time of the day for fishing." When they did this and obeyed the word of Jesus, they caught an amount of fish so massive that their nets began to break. They called for their partners in the other boat to come and help them. They filled both boats with so many fish that the boats began to sink. After seeing how Jesus' word and not the expertise of civilization brought true success, Simon Peter fell down at the feet of Jesus, saying, "I am not worthy to even be in your presence. You are the true Lord, and I am a disobedient man who has been listening to the voices of civilization instead of the Creator's." Simon Peter and his partners, Jacob and John Zebedee, were completely astonished and blown away at the amount of fish they had caught when they obeyed Jesus' word. Jesus said to Simon Peter, "Do not fear. From now on, you will be part of the Creator's judgment as he tears the powerful and wealthy off of their thrones of oppression. You will also be part of rescuing and saving people from the chaos of civilization and its empires." After bringing their boats to the shore, they bought their freedom by leaving the catch of fish with the tax collectors and those who held their debts. Then they left everything behind to follow Jesus.